Thanks so much for tuning in to the Happiness Happens podcast. If you're loving what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are listening on. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I would be so grateful if you could rate and review the show. It takes 2 seconds and it tells me what you're loving and what you're wanting more of. I'm your host, Simona Costantini, and I'm obsessed with understanding what it means to be happy. In 2018, I went through a massive journey and awakening, and I found myself having to relearn who I was and what I really wanted to do with my time on this planet. The truth is, I spent a lot of time looking happy on the outside, but not really feeling the same way on the inside. So I knew there must be other people who felt the exact same way as me, and I've learned along the way that there really are. And now I get to interview them and other thought leaders in the space on my podcast every single week. I'm a recovering people pleaser turned life coach and podcast producer. On this show, we get into what it means to be happy, the purpose and intention behind happiness, how to live a happier life, and we hear about all the hard moments that have shaped people to become resilient and living out their passion every single day. Think of this as your one-stop shop to help you live a more purposeful, inspired life. This is the Happiness Happens podcast. Are you ready to dive into this inspiring conversation? Let's go. Before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to share with you my new favorite virtual vision board. You know that I love all things affirmations, visualization, and meditation, and we talk about these topics often on the podcast. So when I came across the Perfectly Happy Vision Board app, I was really excited to try it out. What I love most about it is that it's a convenient and powerful way to visualize your dream life, become clearer in what you want to achieve, and it helps you stay focused and motivated. I also love that you can set multiple daily reminders to take a mindfulness break and help you visualize your dreams, which, as you know, helps you build a resilient mindset. What you do is you download the app and you go through the steps to create your own vision board, where you can add in photos and music and affirmations to each area of your life that you're trying to manifest in. The best part is that all of the things that you need are already in the app. The combination of sound and photo and affirmations makes your vision board more vivid and ultimately easier to manifest. What I also love is that you can write unlimited daily gratitude journal entries to help you reflect on your day and really build that gratitude muscle. I can honestly say that all of the things that I put on my own vision board have happened, and it was so wild to see it all come to life. It only takes 3 minutes per day, and I really think that we all have 3 minutes. Start your free trial of the Perfectly Happy app by clicking on the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode on the Happiness Happens podcast. Welcome back. I'm very excited to have you on this conversation today. We are talking about something that is super, super different than anything that I've ever shared on the podcast before. And I can't wait to dive into this conversation because it's not something that I would have typically talked about in the past. I have been on a spiritual journey for probably the last 3 years, give or take. And I wanted to share some things that I've learned along the way. The reason why I've shied away from having this conversation to begin with is because there's so many people out there that have so many different opinions about spirituality, about how to be spiritual, about the things that qualify you as a spiritual person. And it actually can be a very intimidating thing for people to tap into because there's so much fear of judgment around learning more about your spirituality. I'll never forget, I bought like a deck of cards and it was my very first one and someone made a comment about it. And it was my worst fear that someone would call me out that I wasn't actually, quote unquote, a spiritual person. And I found that super, super offensive because there's no right or wrong way to be a spiritual person. There's no right or wrong way to do spirituality. So today I wanted to talk about my 3 tips for getting in tune with spirit, regardless of where you are in your journey and regardless of what other people have to say about it. I want to change this narrative today, and I'm really excited to have you along the ride to do it. So I used to think that spirituality and being in tune with yourself was only meant for special people. Or people who, you know, were like quote unquote chosen. I was completely wrong because everyone has that part within them. You just have to be able to tune in and actually listen to it if you want to, right? Because that's not everyone's journey while we're here. But I used to ask how people were able to tap into all of these gifts and all of these different things that made them these very spiritual people. But the truth is, we really do all have some level of spirituality to us, right? It's about wanting to tap into it. It's about wanting to learn more about that part about yourself and more about that journey. But Like I was mentioning before, the problem is it can be so intimidating to discover your spirituality. And why? It's because there are so many spiritual gurus and people out there who are so judgmental, who say that it has to be done this specific way, and they don't really hold space for people to learn, grow, and expand into how they want to be showing up in their own spirituality every day in a way that feels good and aligned to them. There's always comments being made, at least in my experience. And so you have to be very selective of who you're spending your time with, right? But I think that also in addition to that, there's this fear of changing too much, right? There's this fear of if I dabble into my spirituality, if I tune into myself, I'm not going to be recognizable to the people who already know me as the specific version of me that I am right now. But the truth is that the more that you become in tune with your own spirituality, the more that you become in tune with your own self and your spirit team, you evolve in new ways. You start to do things differently. You start to show up differently. You start to become more whole, more yourself, and more of the person that you want to be, right? You discover who you are on a soul level, not the way that society tells you you need to be, but the way that you want to be and who you are at your core every single day. You allow new experiences to come in and new moments of joy, and you get to learn about yourself in a way that most people don't really get to experience while they're here on this journey. But then there's also on the flip side of that, you also have the shadow side, right? And I think that that's the best part of the journey. That's the part that welcomes the most growth, the most expansion. That's the part that allows you to connect to your resilience and to your spirit in such a deep and purposeful and honest way. You learn so much about who you are, why you're here, the mission that you're serving while you're here. And it's so important to do that, but it's not everyone's journey, right? So some people will be here in this world to be expanding their own consciousness. Some people, that is not what's meant for them right now. So if you're one of the people who really want to tap into their own selves, their own spirituality, and you really want to get to know who you are on a soul level, I think you're really going to like my tips today, because the best decision that I've ever made in my entire life was following those little tiny, tiny, tiny nudges and those little moments and whispers of inspiration and intuition, and really exploring what I wanted to learn more about myself, about the world around me, about why I do the things that I do, diving in deep to the shadow side, uncovering the traumas, bringing them to the light, transforming them and healing them. So here are my tips to get in tune with your own spirit, with your spirit team. And so my first one is you have to be open and you have to be ready to receive. You have to want it in order to receive it. You have to say, okay, I accept this. This is what I want to do and this is how I want to grow into. Because spirit will only give you what you're ready for, good and bad, right? So you want to be ready and open and able to accept all of the gifts, good and bad. And if you really let your heart and soul be open to the possibilities, that's where the magic happens, right? That's where you really get in tune. That's where you get to start to see and expand and grow in ways that you never imagined possible. All you have to do is start with the intention and wanting and desire of wanting to be open and ready to receive that gift. Then what happens, at least this is what happens for me, what I've learned and what I've noticed along the way is that our spirit team communicates with us in so many different ways. Our spirit team gives us signs and signals in so many different ways. Some people it's animals, some people it's objects, some people it's things. For me, it's numbers. Anytime I need confirmation from spirit on anything in my entire life, all I have to do is ask spirit to show me a sign, and they always deliver number or sign or whatever it is that I asked for. Especially in moments, and I've noticed this so many times over the last few years, especially in moments where I'm not 100% sure if I'm making the right decision, if I'm going in the right direction, if I'm doing the right thing, spirit out of the blue always shows up with a 111-222-333. And then what you have to do in that moment, or what I do, you don't have to, but this is what I do, I actually Google the significance of that number in relation to what it is that I was thinking about. So I Google that number and I take a look at what is the description, and I think about it through the lens of what the question is or the thing is or the experience that I'm going through, the thing that I'm unsure of. That's how I look at it through. And I think that it's super, super important to pay attention to that, to pay attention to how your spirit team is communicating with you. So I'll tell you a little story. It was so crazy. So when I was leaving my corporate job, it was my very last day, and I was so nervous about leaving my corporate job. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is such a crazy decision. I can't believe that I've decided to do this. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. And this is like December 2020, essentially. And I was driving to work and I was in my car, and I remember saying, you know, Spirit, if I'm on the right track and if this is the right decision for me, show me 111. And then I wasn't even looking for it. I was just like, okay, like, whatever. So I'm driving to work, and then lo and behold, this car cuts me off with plates 111 at the end. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right. But then I was like, Spirit, confirm for me again, if I'm on the right path, show me a basketball. And I'm on the highway. There's no way that, like, was a basketball going to come like rolling through on the highway? I hope not, because that would just like be very dangerous. But in any case, at the time I lived just outside of Toronto. And so I was driving into the city. And so we have the Toronto Raptors here, and I was driving by their stadium, like coincidentally, and I saw a basketball on their stadium. And I was like, okay, like, I could have known that that was going to come. You know what I mean? And so I was like, okay, Spirit, nice, but like, whatever. Anyways, maybe two or three minutes later, I'm driving. I kind of forgotten about it a little bit. And another car, I'm about to exit, and another car cuts me off with a basketball sticker on the back of the car. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I can't even believe this. That moment is when I knew that if I ever needed a confirmation from Spirit, all you have to do is ask. So all this to say, to make sure that you know exactly what your signs are from the universe and that you're paying attention, because that will continue to deepen your connection with your own soul, with your own spirit, and with your spirit team, and allow you to expand and to just get that confirmation that what you're doing is on the right path. And then you're going to learn, which is the best part, to trust those inner nudges, right? You're going to learn about what feels good and what doesn't for you. You'll feel that in your body. You're going to feel it in your energy. Your signs will help guide you. Your energy will help guide you. All you have to do is be open and ready to receive and to listen. Now, my second one is following your internal nudges. Buy those cards, buy the crystals, buy the pendulums, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever tools that you need to help you in your journey, buy them, and do not care on what other people have to say about it. When you know when something is a yes and when you know that something is a no, you can really make aligned decisions that are easier for you to connect back to. And so what I find so important about this is that when you have the right tools around you, the right energy around you, it helps you drop back into who you are. It helps you drop back into your spirit, and it helps you really get in tune with what it is that you're looking for, what it is that you want to do. It really allows you to get clear on if you're on the right track and if you're on the right steps, right? And so one thing with this too is like energy. You have your feminine energy and you have your masculine energy. I know for me, I operate in my masculine energy probably about 80%, 90% of my day, because I have to, right? With what I do for work, my business, I need to make sure that things are always on the right track. That's not to say, though, that I don't take the time to drop back into my feminine, because that's where I get the creative ideas. That's where I get the next step. That's where I get the next big, you know, course or product or launch or what have you. It's when you allow yourself to breathe, allow yourself to sit, allow yourself to drop in and to just really enjoy the space that you're in this current moment right now. So it's about balancing those energies in the best possible way for you. Forget what other people tell you you need to do. Forget what other people say is the best way. Think about what is the best way for you. That is the most important part. And you can connect to your spirit team in so many different ways. I use my crystals, I use my cards, I journal, and I love to meditate. Those are my ways. Another thing that I love to do, actually, I'll dive into this a little bit more afterwards because this is my next point. But anyways, use those tools, find the ones that you love the most, and make sure that you're using them in the best way for you. And who cares what other people have to say about it? Not everyone is going to understand. So let this be your permission to show up as yourself in the exact way that you want to every single day right now. Okay, My last tip here is to get quiet. You want to give yourself space in your life and space in your day to meditate, to journal, to go for a walk in nature, to, you know, connect without electronics and TV, to read, right? There are so many different ways to quiet your mind and let your spirit come through so you can hear the messages, so you can feel loved and supported and embraced, right? So you can feel not burnt out, so that you can build your energy back up again. This is when you receive the breakthrough. This is when you receive the reset, is when you're paying attention and you're intentionally putting that time and focus into your getting quiet and your own inner spiritual growth. I get my best ideas when I'm walking outside, and I tried to leave my phone at home, but then I find it so stressful because I'm always like, oh, what if something happens and someone needs to reach me, or if I need the phone for some reason. So anyway, so I started bringing it with me. And what I do is I actually put on like binaural beats, like frequencies, depending on what it is that I'm trying to do. So they have like, on just on YouTube, they have like frequencies for people who, you know, want to connect to their spirit team or want to de-stress or want to get rid of anxiety. Like there's so many different ones. So I'll just put in my headphones, plug it into whatever frequency that I want to listen to, and I go for a walk. And when I come back, I feel like a completely different person, and it is so amazing. So anyways, that would be a huge tip that I think you should implement as well if you like that kind of thing, right? So anyways, my biggest tip though, out of all of these different things, is to lean in and listen to what your soul is telling you that it wants from you. You have all of the answers within you. You do not need another person to validate or tell you what your next step is. If you really focus on your connection to self, you will always have your own answers within you. Ask the questions, listen, feel, and be ready to receive the answer, and you'll feel that in the pit of your stomach, in your heart, in your bones, like wherever, you will feel what is the right answer and what is the wrong answer. The more you lean in, the more you get connected. So let's recap really, really, really quick my three best tips for connecting to spirit and your own spirit. The first one is be open and ready to receive. The second one is follow your internal nudges. And the third one is to get quiet. So I hope that these tips are helpful for you. I hope that you're able to implement them today. I hope that they bring you joy, inner peace, and lots of connection to your own self and to your own spirit. I'd love to know which tip resonates the most with you. Please feel free to send me a message on Instagram, send me an email, connect with me through the podcast. However it is that you want to let me know how this is going for you, please, please, please do. Be sure to share this episode with someone you know needs to hear this message. And I hope that you share with me online when you're listening. Tag me on Instagram, put it in your stories, take a screenshot. I would love, love, love to see how this resonates with you. I'm wishing you a beautiful day ahead. See you on the next episode. And remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it. Well, it looks like we've made it to the end of this episode. I'm so grateful for you tuning into this week's episode, and I cannot wait to see you over on the next one. If you loved this conversation and this topic as much as I did, please feel free to leave us a rating or a review wherever you're listening. It takes just a second, and it is so important for us so that we can make sure to deliver this content to those who need it. I'm wishing you the most beautiful day wherever you are in the world, and remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.